Here comes, watch out, number one of this day back in 1975. Do the hustle. Do the hustle. Dan McCoy, a true one-hit wonder, the only U.S. chart hit for Dan McCoy, this mostly instrumental tune called The Hustle. Dan McCoy had a decent excuse for being a one-hit wonder. He died in July of 1979, so the window for him to hit the charts was slim. Number one on this day in 1975 with this one, The Hustle, Dan McCoy. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. As you know, as I fill in, we head back in the world of music history. Birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones, etc. We play them, we tell you about them, we hopefully educate you a bit about pop culture and the world of music. A big, big, big birthday today. Don't want to give too much away, but we'll be celebrating a birthday throughout the program today on the Steve Gruber Show. Find us online, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Still hovering around 3,000 followers, just below. So, you know, go over there and push me over the top. I do warn you, though, as much as there is news and politics, there's a whole lot of baseball. and also some Olympic tweeting at this point, I guess. And a good deal of music on the old Twitter feed, at Scott Bertram. Speaking of hustle, I guess you might want to hustle on down to the store and pick up some more masks, right? The mandate might be coming back, baby. Dr. Fauci, the CDC, considering revising mask guidelines as U.S. cases rise. They have no idea what's happening here in the real world, in America, right? They don't understand how we've been dealing with the virus for now more than a year. And I don't think they understand how a re-implementation of a mask mandate would go in wide swaths of the country, or how it would be received. This is going to be with us for a long time, right? Even with the vaccine. Same way the flu is with us despite a vaccine. It's out there, it's around. If we react like this every time there's a spike in cases, like a seasonal flu, okay, it's not exactly the same as the seasonal flu, but flu comes back every year, we deal with it, we take mitigations. We don't have these mask mandates each and every time that there's something happening. And if we're going to speaking of dealing with it, look, the Detroit, the Free Press over the weekend had a big story on the festival that just took place over the big country festival that just took place in Michigan, drew 40,000 people a day for 3 days. Some of those people were there multiple days. So what? Let's say conservatively 50,000 different people attended this festival. And there's a big story in the Free Press on Sunday, the Sunday Free Press, about 17 cases among 50,000 different people. 17 cases. If we're going to draw attention every time there are 17 cases among 50,000 people attending the event, man, it is going to be a long, long walk here, and people are going to get ultra frustrated by the hyper-focus on this sort of thing. Let's go to the audio. This is from CNN's State of the Union this weekend. Dr. Anthony Fauci asked by Jake Tapper, host of CNN's State of the Union, about the possibility of revising mask guidelines. Are vaccinated people protected? Vaccinated people going to be forced, or at least asked, via mandate to wear masks once again? Dr. Anthony Fauci, cut one.
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. However, if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like L.A. County, the local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, you're in a situation where we're having a lot of dynamics of infection. So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. That's a local decision that's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations that give a lot of discretion to the locals. And we're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans, because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors. So that's a local decision.
That's a long way of saying essentially, yes. Yes, we're discussing it right now. I'm involved in the discussion, and it's probably a good idea. Look at these local places, New Orleans, Louisiana, elsewhere. They're putting mandates back on. If there's spikes, put that mask mandate back on. They're still trying to get vaccine numbers up. I can't fathom of a way to suppress people from getting the vaccination than telling them, once you get it, your life won't change. We were talking about this months ago as I guest hosted on the show, back in January, February, right? Get the vaccine so you cannot change your behavior. Get the vaccine, you'll still have to wear a mask and social distance, right? We're coming back to that point. We really need you to get the vaccine. We have to get those numbers up. We have to get more Americans vaccinated. And after you do, we'll slap this mask mandate back on you. Because what, they don't believe the science? Is that what it comes down to? Yes, there are breakthrough cases, but the point of a vaccination is to protect you from transmission. And the numbers we see does a pretty good job, okay? If you're telling people who are vaccinated, who are ostensibly protected, that they then have to live their life by wearing masks all over the place, indoors, outdoors, once again, I don't see it being readily accepted across the country. I don't think that's going to end very well. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.